Hi, I'm Dick Stein. On today's Food for Thought, Nancy Leeson and I talk about what restaurants are doing to survive and to help the community during these very difficult times. Well, Nancy, it's been a while since you could go to a restaurant and sit down and be served some food. Restaurants now are limited to takeout and delivery service. Can you talk a little bit about what restaurants are doing to cope with this and try and stay in business?
Well, I'm pleased to see that they all haven't closed, that the ones that are staying open are doing their best to keep in business, to provide for their employees, as well as for those of us who want to go out and grab food from elsewhere. People are doing online orders, phone orders. They're providing a curbside service. And one of the nice things is the city of Seattle has put food pickup signs for short-term parking in front of restaurants offering takeout for quick pickup so that people can just come and go as they need to. People are coming out and delivering things right to your car as well. And obviously there's pizza delivery and delivery services, restaurants that are willing to actually turn themselves into delivery services. While some restaurants have to cut their hours, others are adding hours and staying open 7 days a week just to keep their people employed. Renee Erickson's Capitol Hill restaurant, Bateau, is doing takeaway meal kits for burgers. So they'll make the beautiful burgers out of their gorgeous beef, and then you can take it home and grill it off yourself.
And pretend you're as good a chef as Renee Erickson.
Exactly.
Well, it's no secret that restaurants, large and small, operate on a razor-thin margin. In the best of times, it's tough to survive. I think one of the big worries in the restaurant business right now, and a lot of places are not going to make it through this because of such diminished cash flow, and we'll lose a lot of good restaurants, and a lot of people are going to lose their livelihoods. I know there's one way that we can help to support the restaurants, even if we don't go in to sit down, even if we don't pull up for curbside service, and that's to buy gift certificates.
And I think that's a fabulous idea. And I know that some people are concerned, okay, great, so I buy a gift certificate, and then what happens if the restaurant closes and doesn't reopen? My answer to that would be, think of this as a donation. These are the restaurants that you hope will be open again as soon as they can, and that will still be there for us. And in particular, all of the little independent restaurants we have around here, right? And I'm seeing so many restaurant industry professionals coming up with good ideas and good works and helpful things. Schubert Hohen and Andrew Leckie, who own a group of restaurants here in Edmonds, where I live, also own a catering service. And of course, right now, there are no events to cater, nor are there offices of people who are having their lunches catered in. But what these folks are doing, in addition to staying open for takeout, is that they're offering something called Cater for the Kids. They've donated meals to the Edmonds School District's Foundation's Nourishing Network program and to other community services like Washington Kids in Transition. Their company, Feed Me Hospitality and Restaurant Group, is taking donations at their website, feedmehospitality.com. And that's just in my neighborhood. Restaurants are reaching out all around the Sound to help people in need. As part of a national organization, local chef Eduardo Jordan is turning his restaurant Solare into a relief center for restaurant workers who've been laid off. They're packing hundreds of to-go dinners, providing supplies that people might need, and taking donations of all sorts. That's great work.
Definitely. Chatting by phone from the KNKX studios in downtown Tacoma when nobody else is around, I'm Dick Stein.
And from my bedroom closet here in Edmonds, Washington, I'm Nancy Leeson.